Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Tuesday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. Have you noticed that when we do things with other people's best interest in mind, we do things and execute them at a much higher level? When we have purpose, when that purpose aligns with my internal values, I do them at such a higher level. This is the same when we have our stakeholders and users in mind, we execute our processes differently at a much higher level, if I may add. Here are a couple of examples that I came up with. When a user calls the service desk and they're having problems because there's an outage on their ERP system, a lot of times that ticket gets bounced around many times. And what's the impact on that user experience? Even more, that employee experience. So those are different, right? Their experience as a user versus their experience as an employee at a broader level. Every time we reassign that incident ticket, this should drive us thinking about that experience, drive us towards being better at our assignment of those tickets. Prioritization, same thing. We know that every time our ticket is passed on, it's moved, it's touched, it lowers the experience. For example, some of you older people like myself, you remember when you would call in somewhere and they would say, oh, yes, we know how to fix your problem, and pass you to Joe. And Joe's like, yeah, I think we do. Let me pass you to Sally. And Sally passes you back to Rick, who passes you to Susan. You know, that's a bad experience. And if Susan's the one that can fix it, our service desk and the way we assign tickets need to be better for that experience. Here's another example. How can we speed up the delivery time for releases? Because our stakeholders, they want speed, don't they? How can we speed up our delivery time while still executing against our policy and processes? Most organizations, if you think of one end of a spectrum being speed and the other being control, most organizations fall on one extreme or the other. How do we help our users, our stakeholders experience both? In my last example, we don't, and this is a statement, I really ask that you push back and let me know if you disagree from your organization. We do not measure end-to-end service performance, those outcomes. We measure little bits, and we call them SLAs, and they're really not service-level agreements. They're bits of service-level agreements. But how do we measure better for our end-to-end service performance, our end-to-end service availability, our end-to-end service costs, and experience? Think about how our stakeholders would love that transparency of the cost, the availability, the performance. That would sure would help us within that organization, wouldn't it? Hopefully this is something for you to think about as we try to execute at a higher level with better purpose. And we should always have our stakeholders in mind and what's best for them as we are executing. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for joining us today. Hope you have an awesome rest of your Tuesday. I ask that you follow our LinkedIn company page and also let me know how service management leadership can help your organization. Have an awesome rest of your day. Bye.